Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM 7:30 second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, my name is Brittany, and I was calling because I have a date update, and I need some help.
Well, I am Nancy.
I am Woody. Nice.
And we're happy that you called us here.
Nice to meet you, Brittany.
Hi. So basically, I met this guy named Logan at his work. I'm a photographer, and, you know, I went into his work to take some photos for his employer for some advertising pictures, and we really hit it off when we met in person, and we exchanged numbers that day, and I thought, you know, things were going really great. We were texting for a while, and then we decided we were going to go get some dinner together, but we were on the way to dinner in his car. He picked me up in a really nice car because, for one, this car was beautiful. He's the vice president of this insurance company that he works for.
Ooh, la la.
Yeah, he drove a beautiful car to pick me up. I got all dressed up, ready to go out to dinner. And then we're on our way there, and he says he doesn't feel good. And I'm an understanding person, so I'm like, okay, we can absolutely reschedule. I'm not going to make you go out to eat with me when you're sick. But, you know, I wanted to reschedule, like I said, and I haven't heard from him since. And I've even called him 7 times. I'm not one to do that, but I just really thought we had a connection.
7 times doesn't seem that many, does it, Nancy?
Well, and if she was worried about if he was sick or something.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's nice.
I was trying to be nice.
Okay, well, should we step in, Nancy?
I think we need to call Logan.
Okay, give us about 10 minutes, okay?
All right, thank you.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Okay, so Brittany, you guys met at his work. You were taking pictures of the entire staff, and then you were supposed to go out to dinner, correct, but never really made it?
Yeah, he got sick on the way there, and, you know, as an understanding person, people get sick, so I said, let's reschedule, and I just haven't heard from him since.
That makes sense, especially if he's like a big businessman.
He's a big wig.
You know?
Yeah, he's the vice president of his company.
Whoa, Mr. Logan. Okay, so we're going to call him up, okay, girl?
Oh, thank you so much.
So just kind of, you know, like, be real quiet while we're talking to him.
All right. Yeah, I definitely don't let him know I'm on here.
Okay, we won't.
I've already called him 7 times.
Maybe he'll answer for us, I hope.
Hello, this is Logan.
Hey, Logan. How are you this morning?
Good. How can I help you?
He seems like
he's a all, busy
all
man,
about
Woody.
Business. Hey, do you have a few moments to talk here?
He made you nervous, Woody.
He did. I'm stumbling over my words. I'm scared.
What's going on, guys?
Well, we're Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM, Logan.
Is this for some reason about a girl named Brittany, I'm imagining?
Dang!
He's familiar with Second Date Update, isn't he?
You know what? Yeah. He's a businessman.
I got to tell you what's going on here. I already had a feeling I was going to hear more about this situation. So I met this girl through business relationships, and she did seem very nice. You know, at first, I didn't have any issues that I could see as a red flag, and we thought we were going to have a great time. I pick her up, everything's fine until we get to the restaurant. So I pull into the Olive Garden. To me, that's a staple restaurant. I've been going there on first dates, not saying for too long, but for a while now.
Olive Garden, and, right, you're absolutely right. It's good, steady, you know you're going to get good food.
Oh, yeah.
It's right in the middle. It's just, you know, yeah. You're not going to overpay, you're not going to underpay, but it's just, it's to me, completely acceptable. But by her standards, was not acceptable by any means. She freaked out. And when I mean freaked out, she started just pocket watching me and talking about, oh, you've got this fancy car. Oh, you've got so much money and you think that I'm going to eat at a place like this. When this is not only my first impressions of her, but I realized this is going to be my relationship with her. So I cut my ties and my losses and said, I feel sick. I need to go home.
She was dissing the Olive Garden?
What's wrong with Olive Garden?
Yeah.
The first thing out of her mouth, I swear, was, oh, my God, you're taking me to Olive Garden. Like, I was creating a travesty on the dating world and on her personal life as well. And that just struck me completely the wrong way. She also even said at one point, again, going back to my money, with your money and the type of car that you have, you could afford to take me to a better place. I just think it's ridiculous.
How presumptive.
I don't think you're in the wrong here at all, Logan.
I mean, I would. I might have run too.
That's all I thought. Is I said I was sick because I saw too many red flags to continue even going further with this.
Okay, Logan, it's Brittany here. Yeah, I've been on the phone the whole time, and all I have to say is, I just can't even believe that you're a VP of a company and you think that it's acceptable to take a lady, a beautiful woman on a first date to the Olive Garden. I don't go there.
Wow.
Whoa.
Glad to hear from you again, Brittany. And there's a reason you haven't heard from me. And it's because of these assumptions that you're making. I understand that I was the VP and still am going to be even a higher ranking position in this company, but that doesn't afford you and afford me to have to spend X amount of money for us to have a relationship, I don't think.
Well, you're saying afford, and all I'm hearing is you couldn't afford anything better than Olive Garden.
What's wrong with Olive Garden, Brittany?
I don't know.
It's like McDonald's.
And what's wrong with McDonald's?
McDonald's, Olive Garden, both delicious.
I'm not going to say that I would take a girl to McDonald's, but Brittany, there's a reason that you didn't hear back from me, and it's the fact that I don't believe that I should have taken you anywhere nicer. I believe that we could have had a good time, and you're just getting caught up in the details.
Okay, but then you lied about being sick. Low class, you're supposed to be a classy VP with money. That shows everything, huh?
Brittany, you're a snob.
You are.
I mean, it makes me sound, and we're outsiders here, but it makes me think that you only wanted to go out with him because of his position with the company and his car. I mean, what happens if he was somebody who didn't make a ton of money?
I'm not looking to be poor, Nancy. I'm marrying for money, kind of.
Obviously.
Well, I expect if we're going to go to a chain restaurant, it's going to be at least a Fleming's or something
wow.
Enjoyable.
Logan, I completely see why you ran for the hills.
I kind of do, too. I mean, if you're feeling sick right now, I would get it. Right?
Yeah, you guys seem to both understand that I'm not in the wrong here. And you could say low class of me pretending to be sick, but I think I saved myself too much time value of money in a high class situation of dealing with this situation.
This situation.
Well, you know what? I think this is pointless, Woody, but we do have to offer.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we do. We can send you both back out on a second date with the company limo. Maybe.
She might like the limo.
We can't afford her taste in dinner, though.
I don't know.
I'm not thinking that this second date's going to work. I'll be honest.
He didn't even let us get it out.
Nope.
Okay.
I mean, I'll take the limo, but if I can go with somebody different somewhere else.
Of course you will.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30.
Second date update. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.